Joe Clark, he saw Douglas. Douglas has a number of amendments. Said he won't take more than 5-10 minutes at the most on any of them. I tried to get hold of Ribicoff. I couldn't get him. I'll get him in the morning. I talked to Hartke. He said he'll be there tomorrow, but he's a little bit burned up about some amendment that he'd like to get some consideration from the Treasury from. Shall I pass this on to Dillon?
Yeah, but he knows about it. He says it's no good.
Well, anyway, that's
you pass it on to him. You pass it on to Dillon.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this confidentially. Anybody there with you?
Can you, Peggy?
I don't want to talk confidentially.
Well,
when DeGaulle, that's right. No, you can. That Peggy's all right. DeGaulle, I just want your advice. I don't want you to repeat it to anybody. I'm going to have to lean on it pretty heavy. DeGaulle was over here, and we had a little talk. We had a long talk, 60, and he told me he was strong for the alliance, but that he'd be with us when the chips are down. But he had different ideas than we did, and he thought that they had to have their own protection and their own independent nuclear operation and a few other things. And he said to me, we have no irreconcilable differences, but I want to come back and talk to you in February. I'd planned to see Kennedy and won't do it. And I said, that'd be wonderful and I'd be delighted to see you. And I appreciate the fact that in Cuba you were ready to go, and I appreciate the fact that while we may have some differences, when the chips are down, we'll always be together. And he said, yeah. So 2 days later, he sends Alphonse around the Secretary of State and said he thinks Johnson ought to come to Paris. Well, I looked back and saw John McCormick and Carl Hayden in that chair on that movie. It was showing my speech that first session, and I just decided that I wouldn't be leaving this country going anywhere. I just announced I wasn't going to be leaving the country for any reason unless it's something that endangered the world that required my presence, some emergency. That Congress was going to be in session. We had a rough year, election year, and I wasn't going to be running around the country with my shirt tail out around the world. So then he suggests a neutral place, and we told him the same thing. Today he comes up. Says he's coming to Martinique and wants me to meet him in Martinique. And I told him, no, better not do that. Now, Rusk is over here, and he's outside now. And he's just urging that I go. And just talking to Dick Russell on some other things. And ask him about it. He said he didn't think I ought to. That he didn't think I ought to be going anywhere. Then I'm setting an example, and they'll all be wanting me to come. And this is a bad year, and it's election year, and civil rights. And not anything to be accomplished. You're just going to get in trouble. But Rusk is going to say that the Washington Post, Newsweek, and all of them will say, well, Johnson is refusing to go and meet DeGaulle, and he ought to be meeting him. And the Republicans say, well, the alliance is breaking up, and Johnson caused it. Now, what's your reaction?
You've got 9 months to go. You've got a passing of problems here. Anybody should understand that, but most important, the people in this country would understand it. Either way you go is okay, but my guess is you want to stay here. But if you do go, Martinique is a lot closer than Paris, and it's only about an hour's flight from Florida, or 2 or 3 hours from here. But my thought at the moment is stay home.
Well, that's mine, too, and I just want you to judge. Much obliged. Thank you so much, Mike. Now, Mike, you watch these little statements here and about folks up there, and let's see who's criticizing us. Mont said today that he wanted us to do something about cattle, so I just called him and told him that God had been working on it a month, and we've already got the Secretary to agree, and we got the head of the Australian Trade Commission on his way over here. He didn't know it. And Dirksen, I was a little disturbed about Dirksen's rumors about he can't do anything about this, and it's too early, and he could get that tax bill out in a week if he wanted to.
Oh, yes, I don't think he'll hold up too much, because if he wanted to, he could have stopped this meeting this afternoon.
Yeah.
And he's gone for tomorrow. Albert Gore's gone. I hope they can make real progress.
Well, you just tell him in the morning to do it and kind of nurse him.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Mr.